USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has ruled that mail-in or absentee ballots cannot be rejected on the basis of a signature comparison. The unanimous ruling dropped Friday as we come upon 10 days until Election Day. Jody Gill is relieved that her father's vote will count. She tells KDKA-TV that her father suffered a stroke and that his handwriting has not been the same since.
He had the most beautiful handwriting in the world, and it doesn't look like it anymore. He has a hard time holding a writing utensil. He has a hard time writing. And I know he certainly is not the only one in that position.
There has been 1.5 million ballots cast in Pennsylvania so far. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will be in the eastern part of the state today. Meanwhile, President Trump, after casting his ballot in Florida, will be holding rallies in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Pharmaceutical companies Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca have been given the okay go to resume their coronavirus vaccine trials. The Johnson & Johnson trial was paused earlier this month after a volunteer's illness. It was found that the illness was not related to the vaccine. The AstraZeneca trial was put on hold after a British participant developed a neurological problem. Until yesterday, their trials have resumed everywhere else except in America. The news comes as the U.S. has hit its highest daily number of COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began. At least 82,000 new cases have been recorded. Dr. Francis Collins is NIH director.
This really does become a moment where all Americans have to recognize that each of us individually has a responsibility if we want to turn this around.
The new count surpasses the previous record set during the summer. On Friday, the Dow closed down 28 points, the NASDAQ closed up 42 points, the S&P 500 closed up nearly 12. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two pilots on board a Navy plane were killed when it crashed into a residential neighborhood in Foley, Alabama. U.S. Naval Air Forces officials tweeted that the naval aircraft went down at about 5 p.m. local time Friday. There were no passengers in the plane and no civilians were injured. Defense Department and Navy officials will be investigating the crash. The Naval Air Training Command mourned the loss of the two pilots on Twitter. Talks continue on the coronavirus stimulus package in Washington, but there is one area of agreement between both sides of the aisle. USA Radio's Tim Berg has that.
As Democrats and Republicans try to work out a new stimulus plan, one part of the plan that seemingly does have bipartisan support is the popular Paycheck Protection Program. The program loans money to small businesses at a 1% interest rate. Nick Bogaz is a restaurant owner in Pennsylvania. He tells Fox News Washington needs to do something to authorize more PPP funds.
It's a matter of closing the doors or stay open, and we can't wait for them to take a two-week break. We need it now. And for round one and two of the PPP loans, we need a streamlined forgiveness process to preserve money and time for operators, along with ensuring businesses the ability to deduct business expenses that they paid with the PPP. Without this relief, millions of businesses will face tremendous tax liabilities.
That was Tim Berg. And for USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.